I read a lot of comic books, guys.
Yeah.
More welcome to Geeks of the Square Table. This is episode 46. I'm your host, Lawrence of America, and with me today is...
Gomer.
Steve.
Adam.
Taylor.
Miguel.
Yeah. That's what, the 20th? 21st?
23rd.
23rd.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster and also...
You just phoned it in.
Hiding.
You did your stupid introduction. You didn't even do a voice.
I was chewing. Crimson Chris.
Cookie eating cookies. He was eating cookies, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Crimson Chris around here somewhere.
Somewhere.
As you may notice, I was gone from the last podcast due to a death in the family. Sorry about that. I apologize for leaving y'all in the care of the probably as inept hosting duties of Gomer. I've yet to listen to it.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
it was but a doubleheader today.
I've heard rumors. I came in and y'all were doing a lively geekly debate about best comic book movies or something.
Superhero movies. Has anyone ever noticed Larry's like Howard Cosell?
What do you mean?
You ever listen to Howard Cosell? I love
pace,
Howard Cosell.
Like the pace of
yeah,
the
okay. He just keeps it in this like perfect enact like
okay.
pace.
Here's the beer.
Whether he hates you or loves you, it's just like this well-maintained pace.
Gomer passes the topic to Miguel.
He's a pro.
Taylor.
He's a pro. I was just making a comment.
Thank you.
That was a compliment for those who don't. I actually
believe that was some sort of sports reference.
I'm telling you, dude. How it goes out. Monday Night Football. First man to announce John Lennon's death. Anybody? No? Yeah. No Howard Cosell? That's like one of the most relevant things he ever did beyond Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. He was the first person to announce that John Lennon
died. Was he the one who sang at the end of like? Never mind. Sorry.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, it was like.
Oh, it wasn't. That
it was like
guy?
No. That's Don Ho. You imbecile.
Oh, that's right,
but either
that's
way.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, one of the superhero movies that like, I really like. I don't know if it was the best one. But I didn't hear y'all mention there's
song.
A movie called okay. Defendor by Woody Harrelson.
Or
starring Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen that.
Where he is not quite all there, but he becomes a live superhero to save a troubled woman.
Yeah. Oh, man, it looks cheesy as hell.
And it is actually a pretty good
movie. I think it's
movie.
Like a lampoon, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
But, I mean, it's kind of... Yeah,
it's a pretty
yeah,
dark movie.
It is really dark.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's theoretically an actual plausible... There's no superpowers or anything.
Yeah, like...
The guy loves comics. Kind of...
You ever seen Super...
Yes.
Yeah. Very much.
We're
like
very
Super.
Plausible. Really dark. I thought that was going to be a funny movie. I walked into the wrong film.
Yeah. Very much like Super. Not quite. I don't
you
think
don't
there's
cut in line.
Yeah, and you don't cut
well,
in line.
Actually,
oh gosh. Stop being bad.
Yeah, I was about to say I don't
up,
think
Prime.
There's a rape
Shut
scene
up,
in Defendor, but actually I do think there may be a rape scene in Defender as well.
Oh my god.
Shut up, Prime.
There's a rape scene in Super.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what
the
I'm saying.
Scene
it's not the rape scene.
Maybe we should move on to something else. Because there's lots to move on to because Comic-Con was last week. Shut up, Larry. Comic-Con was last week.
It was. We were all excited.
There was so much awesome.
And because
news.
Of Gomer's incompetence, we're going to be having this, our pre-Comic-Con podcast, and this podcast going up at the
same
time.
I think it's good because then they can call us out on being douchey.
Immediately.
And here's what I'm going to say. I
call you
trashed Comic-Con in the previous... Because it had gotten away from comic book news.
Yeah.
But that was really what this Comic-Con was all about, more so than just movies and TV shows for the first time. And
yeah,
like,
there was a lot of news.
There was a lot of news.
Well, let's go around the table and say what we like.
All right. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm going to start with news that probably a lot of people didn't hear, but it's really exciting to me on a certain geek level. Dark Horse Comics announced that Brian Woods would be writing a book called Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Not Star Wars Rebels. Dark Horse lost that license, and that will be my second bit of news. But this Brian Woods Rebels is
else,
going to be a rebel.
We know Brian Woods.
Brian Woods, he wrote a book called Star Wars Rebels.
Yes.
Oddly enough. And yeah, he's written a lot of stuff.
He's also currently writing X-Men for Marvel and taking over the Moon Knight property.
Yeah, he's
was
taking
he the
over
one
Moon
who
Knight.
Wrote Northlanders, or am I thinking of someone else?
No, he did Northlanders.
Yeah,
he did
Northlanders.
Not saying Northlanders, he did TMZ.
I'm a big Brian Wood fan.
Yeah, yeah, he's written a bunch of stuff. He's written on Star Wars.
He mostly rocks the indie scene, but he's had a few.
But he's slowly building,
yeah. Yeah, he's taking over Moon Knight.
He has the All Girls X-Men book.
Yeah, which has been really good.
Yeah,
Northlanders.
It started off
all
right.
It started off right. It is really coming to itself.
Well, just got to the point where I'm like, keep going. He's Star Wars Rebels. Marvel.
I like this. Has two stories in each book.
Well, no, Brian Woods Rebels is not a Star Wars book.
No,
it's a book based on the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking, I mentioned it earlier, a chocolate and a peanut butter of mine, comic books and history, and combining them together in awesome
Which
goodness.
Which one's the peanut butter? Which one's the chocolate?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I could say it this way.
Stop over.
History is probably the peanut butter.
Yeah, because history's consistent.
Yeah. He's doing the book with Andrea Moody, who did Girl with the Dragon Tattoo comic book. Really nice art, really good style. Jordi Belair's the colorist on there. Anybody knows her work? She's
Do you know if it's going to be an alternate history? Or
No, it's not an alternate history. He's just telling straight-up stories about Minutemen and just citizens, and he's even going to get into some stories of the British and how they were dealing with that. This is right up Brian Wood's alley. He's a real big history buff. It's right up my alley. I like it. Tula LaToy is going to be doing some of the covers on it. She's got the coolest name in comics right now. Not the biggest name in comics, but she's the coolest name in comics. And yeah, that's my first bit of news. And it went under the radar a lot. It's not really news I think a lot of people would jump on, but for me, I can't wait.
Well, it's easy to get lost in the wash of comic
news. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
But, you say you heard this comic news at Comic Con?
At Comic Con, believe it or not.
At San Diego Comic Con?
Yes. Mind blown, guys.
I wasn't there.
They covered comics, though.
I know, right?
Well, it is more about movies now.
Yeah, comics.
TV shows.
Yeah. Comic-Con International.
They should really change the name from San Diego Comic-Con to Geek Media.
Something.
Pop Culture Con, maybe.
Yeah. But it doesn't have the same ring.
Well, Comic-Con is just like, it's part of the vernacular now.
Yeah.
Like, it's got like an iconic status. You can't really change the name of this.
It's
point.
Like Band-Aids and adhesive strips.
It is. You can't change Kleenex and tissues. Mason and compressed tear gas.
Dude, you some tissues for me.
Jell-O and gelatin.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
Q-tips and cotton swabs.
Wooden pops.
Never mind.
Stop doing impressions.
I know, it's really
bad.
You don't even have that one.
I know. All my impressions.
Let it go.
Somebody
else.
All right, who's next? Who's got some news?
I'm going to take mine real quick. We've been waiting for quite a few years for the Mad Max Fury Road to finally start coming out in 2015.
Yes.
But the new one will be coming out. They did show a trailer.
A very long trailer.
It looks good. The action.
Charlie Thezron.
Yeah,
like
Charlize
Theron. Rocha, I believe, is the word to say your name.
I'm not sure.
This is going to be a Gibson-free.
Yes. Supposed to be Gibson-free.
Well, Mel Gibson, I think we can all agree, is too old to be an action star.
Right. I mean,
and they're replacing with a good person.
Well, most of those guys in Expendables are too old to be an action star.
Well, that's the whole point of Expendables, is it's action star retirement club.
Yes.
But,
But why is Kelsey Grammer in this new one, though, guys?
Yeah, what is Kelsey Grammer?
What is Kelsey Grammer
running out of?
Running out of retiree action.
No, he was in Periscope Down. That was pretty funny.
That's funny. I wouldn't call that an action movie.
I don't know about action, but was he in McHale's Navy?
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
Not a question. But yeah, Tom Hardy's going to be in
Tom Hardy's
Mad Max.
What I liked about this trailer is it looks kind of like a throwback to the original
second one. Actually,
Road
Max.
Yeah.
But
George Miller's still involved.
Supercharged.
The guy's still involved.
It does everything.
The thing that really surprised me about the trailer, though, was the actual police interceptor car was shown. It's also in the poster.
Is this going to be a reboot?
No.
It's supposed to be a reboot, but we don't know where it lies in.
I heard
if it's in within the continuity of it, because it could be between. It should be
one
before. Number two.
Thunderdome.
No.
Yeah.
Because the police interceptor is in
blows up.
Mad Max.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the second one, it blows up in the Road Warrior, so I would think...
It's in between. That's what I heard. It's in between Mad Max and Road Warrior.
And I've heard that there's already a script for a sequel to Fury Road. Done.
Oh, yes.
And he's just waiting.
George Miller wanted to film
a
fourth and a fifth one. Yeah.
all together at the same time.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, I remember as a kid after Thunderdome came out, they were talking about another Mad Max.
Oh, yeah, and that lost all its steam. Yeah, I'm not sure why that happened.
Well, thanks, Tina Turner.
I was about to say.
Yeah, thanks, Tina Turner. No, we don't need another hero.
There's been a script for Fury Road since Mel Gibson was young enough to do it.
But I just don't know why studios didn't jump on. I don't know why it lost interest. It seems like a plot and a story and a world that would be, you know, universally accepted as, all right, that's awesome.
Literally, Mel Gibson killed it for a long time.
Oh, true, because of his bad media and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and nobody wanted anything to touch. So that killed it for a long time.
Yeah, but that was way after the third one came out anyways, is when he did his...
Actually, I'd always heard
his episode or whatever.
We call it Big Screw Up.
Because of the Lethal Weapon series, he didn't want to be in two different... It was actually on Mel in the beginning. He didn't want to do Lethal Weapon and Mad Max 4.
Okay.
That he'd become such a big action star, he didn't want to keep doing the Mad Max series.
That would make sense. He should be an Expendable.
He is an Expendable.
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy in the new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In the new one.
Right? Stupid.
He hasn't been in the other two.
I guess we're moving on now.
He hasn't been in the other two, though, right?
Yeah. That's the big news for me.
Okay.
All right. I know a lot of people are really excited about Fury Road. I'll be interested to see it. You know?
Yeah.
What's the car crash?
And Tom Hardy's a good actor. I think he'll do a lot of justice to the character.
Yeah.
If it's a bad movie, you can just walk away.
Hey, it's got car crashes. To me, it won't be a bad movie because it's popcorn.
Alright, Adam, what do you got for us?
Alright, so I'm a Godzilla fanboy.
Oh, yes.
So I have for Godzilla 2 with King Ghidorah, Rodan, and Mothra. And then they threw in another curveball for me, and they're making a Skull Island movie. So I'm waiting for a King Kong versus Godzilla movie like 10 years from now.
And also returning director. That's a big bit for me.
Yes. Returning director.
Yeah.
Stoked.
I didn't hear about the monsters, though.
Yeah.
Ghidorah, Mothra, and Rodan. Holy shit.
Yes,
that's like the all-star list of Godzilla.
That's like if it was a wrestling match, it'd be a slobber knocker.
Yeah. I'm so glad it's not in Gears. You know, in Gears, is going to be just to get a Godzilla foot to the face.
Now, if they can make Godzilla 3 and that is Mechagodzilla, that's all I want to see.
He's like the Krillin of Godzilla.
Godzilla basically throw fire down one Gigan's head.
Yes.
There is a big fear that too many monsters can ruin the thing.
If you're a Godzilla fan, All Out Monster Attack.
That's why you go.
Is one of the best ones.
But that's just some of the word I've heard. Oh, they're gonna have so many
and
monsters.
And Final Wars
there's
has
gonna
like
be,
10 monsters.
There's gonna be no plot. I'm like, awesome! I don't want any plot in my Godzilla movie.
No, exactly. I just want monsters fight. I just want monsters fight.
No one goes to see a Godzilla movie and walks out of the theater. Man, I really love the part where they were sitting around and talking about Godzilla.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That 4-hour build-up of them researching the radioactive trails.
It was really
epic.
Checking out the...
Man, it was so scientifically accurate. My head is spinning.
In all fairness, one of my favorite Godzilla films is Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla, because there's no plot!
No.
It is just Space Godzilla and Godzilla and Mogira.
Space Godzilla shows up, so
the
mess
out
up?
Of each other.
Yep. And just starts wrecking. I'm gonna whip your ass. What's up?
Yeah. I'm sure it'll make tons and tons of money, especially if it is... They eliminate the plot and they just have a bunch of monsters.
I love it.
We don't need Bryan Cranston.
Listen, guys,
we don't need it to be
it's
popular.
It's Godzilla.
Bryan Cranston's awesome.
If it didn't have,
and he also super dead. So.
Yes.
If it didn't have a crap ton of monsters in it, we wouldn't like it because everybody would complain about, there's too many people.
That got spoiled for me by Larry.
Okay, remember that? So Taylor, what was?
Well, I'm gonna bring it back to superheroes. Probably like the big centerpiece thing was we finally got some deets on the new Superman sequel with Batman Superman. We got a picture of Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Got,
she looked like Wonder Woman.
She looked like Wonder Woman.
They displayed
I'm so
this
glad
little,
she
like,
ate a sandwich. I'm so glad.
They displayed this little 5-second clip of Batman standing next to the bat signal and Superman swoops down like, we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. In the bat armor.
Yep.
Yeah. It was
he's got like Dark Knight Returns-esque armor.
It was quote unquote leaked, you know, several times that little clip.
Okay, look, it was five seconds with no dialogue. Yeah. It's okay to leak that.
I think so, too. And, it really actually got me excited for a DC movie, man. Yeah, well, it looked great.
Okay, see, I'm super excited about Avengers, but I already knew that I was going to be super excited
Age
about
of Ultron.
I have high expectations for that already.
Exactly.
They don't need to drum up my excitement for that.
Marvel
they
do need to
drum up.
Yeah.
They need to drum up my excitement for this DC movie.
Because I know nothing. We know nothing. Age of Ultron, there's pretty much an idea of what the dynamic's going to be, what it may happen. I'm sure there's going to be some surprises.
The little clip they showed of that was awesome.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
If you haven't read a description of that, look for one. It was actually my best time.
That
they've
done a good job not leaking.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be out eventually. Everything
I hope
is. But
Yeah, for sure.
Description enough was wow.
I haven't seen the Wonder Woman photo that got
it's
leaked.
Oh, it's on my phone. I got you.
That's not leaked. They actually released
But I have actually heard people complaining about that already.
No,
what complaints have you heard?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't even want to. No, just
usually
yeah,
it's
of course,
the sandwich complaint.
It's the basic complaints of. Yeah. Oh well, they changed your look. Blah. Doesn't look like the classic. I'm like,
she looks like basically Xena standing right next to Wonder Woman.
That's what the one I heard. She reminds people of Xena. That's the complaint.
Xena is a direct ripoff of Wonder Woman. Yeah.
I get of that. Course.
Lucy Lawless should have been Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah, no, that totally looks like Xena.
Yeah,
I get
okay.
That.
She's. I like that she's wearing armor instead of a swimsuit.
Yes. Right. There's no color to the suit, which so I could definitely
see that. Every now and then, the fanboys have got to get over, it doesn't look enough like the comics. Because the comic things would look ridiculous in live action.
Stars and stuff.
She'd look like a glorified stripper.
Okay, the other thing, like, she's wielding a sword. Apparently that's, you know.
That's been a sword
for
a long time, actually.
That's been a thing for a while.
For at least 30 years.
And you gotta think, a lot of the movie-going audience, they're only gonna know Wonder Woman from the 70s show.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's why this is awesome.
To hell with them is what I say. They should get over it.
She's
rocking the green. I heard she has high heels. I guess I didn't get a good look at that. That's kind of silly. But she has greaves. Like, her outfit looks like armor.
Yeah.
She has, like, an armband on.
She
looks like a warrior, which is the most important thing.
I can definitely see that, you know. Yeah, but that's just what I heard before I even heard the pictures. Like, oh, blah blah blah. Yeah,
Everybody's gonna hate. Everyone's got their own take on these timeless characters and the one that they like the most. So of course, any deviation from that, they're gonna hate on it.
It just goes to show you can never make everybody happy.
And you should never try. You should try to do it right. You should try to do it right.
Exactly.
And I think they're doing it right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Who else? Who else got some SDCC news they want to spit?
So, of course, my news is going to be comic book news.
Oh, jeez.
Of course.
And Marvel taking over Star Wars.
That was going to be my news.
Which,
you already ruined it.
I wanted to go again. I'm so excited about this.
I'm so stoked.
Oh, Gomer gets
because
to go again.
Gomer gets to go twice.
Last year, they announced that Marvel would be taking the Star Wars properties. And this year, they said they're going to have another announcement about it.
Yeah.
I assume they were going to name the titles.
No, the announcement.
Was not only titles,
well,
we gave covers.
Let me stop
and the
you.
Creative teams.
Because we knew that they were going to announce something about Star Wars, but the news we got was just spectacular.
It was awesome.
Go ahead.
Joel started talking about creative teams. That's really the big
creative
story
teams.
Here.
What books? What creative teams?
Shut up. Go
so
on.
You have a Star.
I'm trying to keep Jules on a track, man. He gets he's so excited.
Let him speak.
One of these days I'm going to get to talk. I know it. But
I don't know.
The fact
that
Jason. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jules. You
go
got
ahead,
this.
Man. You got this. Star Wars.
Shut up, Gomer.
don't make him Miguel you right now.
Yeah. The fact that
you can do it.
And
go for it.
Are you done yet?
Everyone, just let him talk. This is actually cool news.
It is amazing.
It is. I'm excited.
Okay.
Okay.
Spit it out. Hit me the
talk over.
Okay.
Them,
it's going to probably take forever to come out, but the idea that John Cassidy is going to be drawing a Star Wars ongoing with Jason Aaron writing it already gives me chills.
Cassidy is worth the wait.
Worth the wait.
And he's on the Star Wars proper book.
Yes, the proper book.
That's due out in January.
And that's like Rebels running around doing Rebel things.
Yeah, just
it's
really
Luke and
Han
Leia.
And Luke in the gang.
Luke, Han, and Leia.
What really, really got me excited is actually Darth Vader is being handled by Kieran Gillen.
Great writer. Wicked in the Divine. He can handle characters
that
are deep.
But, oh my gosh, Salvador La Roca drawing Darth Vader. If you never read Matt Fraction's Iron Man, you don't have to read it. Just look at Salvador La Roca's art.
That's all you do when you
just the covers are worth
it. You don't read it.
The idea of him drawing that Vader suit. And Leia Mark Waid and Terry Dodson doing a Princess Leia miniseries. Yeah.
The Dodsons and, I mean, it's both Dodsons on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, she inks
like
all
you
stuff.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, that's...
yeah, Rachel Dodson inks all
the
stuff.
You always name
stuff.
The penciler before you would name the inker.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But yeah, all
and
three
the
creative
Leia
teams...
The Leia book is a mini, though.
Yes.
Only
it's a
six
five,
issues.
Yeah. Six? I thought it was five.
Five or six.
And all I know is they showed me covers of all three.
Amazing.
And the three creative teams could not have been the best fits.
They're all great creators, and they're all good fits for their respective places.
I can't disagree with you. I think they're great fits. As a Marvel fanboy, I really want to see Hickman get on a Star Wars
right.
book. I really want to see Peter David rebuild an expanded universe that he once upon a time
built. You know what I
would
love to see?
What?
Joss Whedon writing a Star
Wars
book.
Oh, my goodness.
I think
Woo!
This game.
I think I may need some new shorts.
Well,
but you see that face?
Now, I have one question.
Sorry
go
about
ahead.
That, but
news,
it would be awesome.
Did it say it was going to, the new comics were going to be old continuity or based on the new movies?
Based on the covers.
No, they said well, they
announced. Yeah,
they announced. Go ahead. It takes place.
It takes place after episode 4, but before
episode
5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Perfectly
so
appropriate.
So we'll get to part of that
appropriate. Center on Ward Mandel.
Yes. Very appropriate time
Yeah, there's
period.
Like years there of them like going around trying to throw monkey riches in the Empire.
Yeah,
good,
the best thing about the Cassidy cover is it's literally all of their outfits from the end of the fourth film.
Or
the ceremony.
First, yeah, the end
I'm
of the
also
ceremony.
A big fan of Marvel's strategy, and it's not a new strategy. Dark Horse
Dark
had the
Horse
same one.
Did.
They have a Rebels book and an Empire
book,
and then a
mini.
The greatest part about it, in my opinion, is the mini. I'm not a big Princess Leia fan, but Marvel having this mini means that once it's over,
they'll do another.
Who knows
mini.
Who we get next?
Yeah,
we could get a Bosk book. We could get Boba Fett. But Bosk, a Boba Fett book. Yeah. Just a Jabba book. It's just
miniseries
so
are the way
much
to go here. Because, there's a lot of characters to use.
I'll be happy.
You don't want to milk one character indefinitely.
Definitely. Yeah.
Too many.
I mean,
of them.
Best of them, like your Luke's, your Darth Vader's, your Leia's. There's only so many stories you can tell before it's derivative. So move on to the next.
In all fairness, guys, we all just want Lionel Yu to do one miniseries.
Be nice.
Miller's
just having the worst time.
Go. There's so much potential at Marvel for Star Wars.
Lionel Yu Hickman.
Marvel, Dark Horse
issues
of
Boba Fett.
I don't mean to crap on Dark Horse, but they don't have the promotional muscle that Marvel has, and especially not the promotional muscle that Disney has.
Yeah, they don't have the creative teams. They don't have the promotion. You're absolutely right, dude. Marvel, by far, has the best creative teams in comics, and now they have their hands on one of the most sought-after licenses in fandom. Mm-hmm. And, I think I just did it again, Christian.
Man. Well, Jason Aaron alone would be excited. But we have all these. We have Mark Waid and we have Kieran Gillen. It's like.
I'm glad you took this news because I don't know if I'd have been able
also,
to get it
by
out.
The way, and not everyone else was excited, but Kieran Gillen announced this shortly after they announced that he was getting the Angela ongoing. And I got really excited because.
I still don't give a shit about Angela.
Me neither.
But, okay,
no, but here's what I'm going to say. Kieran Gillen made Sif awesome.
Yes.
And if he does half of what he did.
I thought it was Kelly Sue DeConnick who wrote Sif.
Kelly Sue did, but Kieran Gillen continued it in his journey into mystery.
Yes.
Yes,
that's right.
His journey into mystery was half Kid Loki, half Lady Sif.
And there was a bunch of others.
And Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really the three characters he focused on.
Right.
But I'm not that excited about the
Asgardian
assassin. It looks okay. It
looks
all right. Cool. We'll see what happens.
I am more excited about Marco Rodi's Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
Is that the only news we got? We got more news?
Dave's got some news.
So got you guys.
I'm just messing with you.
Take that cookie monster.
We not just cookies.
See there?
Yeah, he eats carrots. He eats carrots too now.
And fire hydrants. Cookies are sometimes fruit.
See, cookies. That's terrible.
It's good for me.
Isn't Oscar the Grouch hanging out in trash cans now?
What?
He's recycling.
Yeah, he recycles. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
he doesn't live in the trash can anymore. They thought it promotes homelessness, so he hangs out outside the trash can.
Who thought it promoted homelessness?
I don't know. I should live in a trash can.
Power in the city all the time.
Guys, I agree that it's ridiculous. This is what happens.
Okay, you know what? I guess I can understand them trying to,
It's Sesame Street.
The cookie thing I can understand.
Well, before I
they
get
shouldn't
on
be encouraging
anybody
kids to stuff their
fat
faces with cookies.
last week, this week, or whatever, that one show on HBO.
What show?
Last week's news this week or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Last week tonight, I think.
Yeah,
last
that's week it. Tonight. They did one where they were talking about prison, and
I saw that.
That one where they skipped, even Sesame Street.
My dad's in prison for murdering 4 people. Well, actually, he does need to be in prison. He's dangerous.
But the news, all good stuff. From Comic-Con that I liked was the iZombie television series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I'm glad somebody got on TV. There's a lot of TV news.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Didn't I write an article about that?
The iZombie? I believe you did.
Yes. On OurGeekery.com.
OurGeekery.com. Everyone should go there.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
What is this? Outright.
We got details. We got cast. I haven't seen any panels about it on YouTube, but from what I've read, it went over really well, and apparently people love the pilot.
Wow.
Well, that's good, though.
Pilots usually suck.
Yeah, pilots usually suck. So
CW picked it up, right?
Yeah. So
does CW have any non-supernatural based programming at this point?
Shows can live on CW, but it's
they just got Constantine, too, didn't they?
No, they didn't get
Constantine.
No, Constantine is somebody else.
NBC.
Yeah. NBC is Constantine.
And Fox is Gotham.
Yeah. So Fox will be 6 episodes.
Right. And they'll play them out of order.
Yeah, it's going to be great, but it's going to get canceled like half a season
in. It's going to be too good for Fox.
It's Batman related.
Fucking Fox.
So that's going
to. Well, not necessarily. Barely, though. I mean, it's Batman related.
It's
related.
Even if it was just Firefly, that would be bad enough. But now they've canceled Two Human.
Yep. Two Human was, terrible. I'm still not over.
Well, them canceling.
Them canceling was terrible. It was
I'm
a great
series. I'm
still
not over them canceling X-Files. But you didn't like.
They canceled Family Guy twice. They canceled Futurama
twice.
That one show
three
canceled,
times.
Almost Human,
well,
I think.
That's
the one that got canceled. That show was amazing. That show was amazing.
Oh, did I say Two Human?
You might have.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. There was a show Two Human, though.
There was a show Two Human.
No, Almost Human was really good.
What about the Evil Dead news? It wasn't even news.
Television series.
There is no television series.
Bruce Campbell's on board.
They're writing a script. Sam Raimi is only writing a script. And he mentioned this during another panel, and it like took over from what they were talking about. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to definitely happen. The buzz it got at Comic-Con...
Which one's that?
...was Bruce, just to make Evil Dead series. Yeah.
When they announced Bruce Campbell wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Why not?
But, yeah, that was the biggest TV news I took away from the show. But Ra's al Ghul's going to be in Arrow.
That pisses me off.
Because you don't like Ra's?
I like the character, but it's because...
He's a Batman character.
It's because of the last season.
Yeah, and
like,
you know what? In all fairness, they had Harley Quinn in there.
But remember, they were talking about putting, if you guys remember, last year, before the show came out, they were like, oh, Nightwing's going to be in it. Nightwing is going to be in the episode. It's going to be so awesome. And I'm like, why would Nightwing be in it now? He's like not even born yet. And like none of this makes any sense. And then they took him out and they put in like some weird daughter of Ra's al Ghul that's not Talia, that's not anybody we've ever heard of before.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah, the League of Assassins.
And all fairness, guys, too.
It's ridiculous.
Deathstroke is a Teen Titans villain. What has he ever had to do with... I don't think
actually,
him and Green Arrow
actually,
that.
No, not really. Actually, Deathstroke and Green Arrow do have a history. They're, on one point, Deathstroke destroys all of Star City.
That does happen.
Oh, that did
what a
happen.
Jerk.
That does happen.
Yeah. But thing is, though, here's what I'm going to say
but
about
but not
that.
Like the history Brandon, they
okay,
have in the
oh,
show.
No,
I'm
going to
take
totally
the position
history.
That these are good, worthy opponents for Green Arrow. Deathstroke's pretty BA. The League
but
of Assassins
Deathstroke would
are...
kill him.
Is Deathstroke
probably,
would kill
him. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Ray Palmer is going to be in the new season.
Yeah.
Yes. Brandon
true.
Roof.
The Superman is
going to returns. It's going to be Ray Palmer.
That
makes
amazing.
No sense.
That's Superman Returns might have been a boring movie. I like Brandon Routh, though.
Yeah.
Is it Ruth or is it Routh?
I've heard it pronounced.
It's Routh.
It doesn't
matter.
He was getting
Scott
Pilgrim.
They know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
He was great in Chuck. He was good in... I thought he did a good enough job in Superman itself.
Yeah, I thought he looked great in Superman. It was just not a good story.
Yeah.
And then he was even good in that Dylan Dog movie that no one saw.
Dude, I saw that. That was actually... It was ridiculous, but it was good.
But
ridiculous.
Did you ever read Dylan Dog?
No, oh, yeah.
Also Dylan Dog is
book.
Like the biggest comic book ever in Italy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's huge.
It's I saw. I was in Italy, and I saw they were selling Dylan Dog comics in like the train station.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Zack and Mary make a
huge
portal, briefly in that.
Yeah.
He was Justin Long's gay boyfriend.
Yeah.
Justin Long, what's he doing?
There was a bunch of TV news.
Oh, yeah, should we talk about Tusk?
I actually didn't see that.
Oh, it's terrifying.
The Tusk trailer is terrifying.
Scary.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
It's legitimately, like, freaky.
I'm going to watch that when I get home.
It's about a podcaster who travels around and interviews people who do weird things.
Yes.
And he goes to Canada to interview this guy. gets, I guess, drugged by this guy, and this guy is fascinated with walruses and wants to turn this man into a human walrus.
You heard that right. Yeah. That's the plot.
You heard that right. Hashtag walrus, yes.
Now, this movie actually started out as a joke on Smodcast
yes,
by Kevin
for it.
Smith.
Because this is why I wanted to talk
about
this.
Years and years
yes.
ago.
Of course and, Kevin Smith did this.
You know, so it was a joke because there's an article
most of my news
he read.
Based on a true story.
A real life classified ad that somebody posted said, free room and board, but you must be willing to dress like a walrus. So many hours a day, 5 days a week.
I do it.
Free room and board. Free room and
board. Board's expensive.
If ever there was someone who's going to murder you in your sleep, it is the guy who wants you to dress up like a walrus.
The walrus suit protects me from you.
All right. And so this article became or classified ad become the subject of a Smodcast.
Yeah.
And then the joke of him making a movie of it. So, eventually he came up, well, you know, we were joking about that, and I actually came up with an idea.
Yeah. And then he writes the script, and then he kick-started it.
Smith's version of
and then he bought film. A house to do, build okay. the set, and he's been doing this underground for quite some time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not my type of movie, but God, it does look creepy.
Oh, it looks creepy.
You know, it's Kevin's
terrifying.
I really like the way you said
it. And when Kevin Smith does his own pet projects, he does amazing job. Yes. Now,
you can really feel the passion.
You know, Clerks was great, passionate movie. Yeah. You know, Mallrats was kind of commercialized, but there's still some hints.
And it was
Stan Lee was
teenager.
In it. That was like the original life. Stan Lee cameo was
right.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, it
like
was
the
yes.
first Stan Lee cameo.
He just did it again
when he was all still right. just a young man.
And if you there are
well, young, he was like 70 or something.
I don't think Stan Lee will ever die. Ever.
I hope not.
He's got that little thing.
Yeah, I was about to say he's a life model decoy.
Like babes in the blood of virgins.
All right, so you know, and then you know, Chasing Amy was really good, even though
moment, but yeah,
and, but Red State. Mm-hmm. Now is this is, like he's retired
strange
from mainstream
film.
Movie making, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Yeah, well, he retired before
thing about,
this announcement. Yeah.
Right,
the thing
right,
about
right
Red State,
but he's
though,
like Red State. He was another. He wanted one
conversation. Didn't the it? Thing about Red State though is that he actually planned that out when he was in film school, but it didn't. It still didn't meet what he was going to do because he was doing an end of the world horror film. Was it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, like, when he wrote the current incarnation of Red State, there's two or three versions that he has been playing with the idea or whatever, and they'd all be different movies. The current incarnation, he said, okay, this is now $1 million movie that could have a $20 million ending if it ends one way or this way
or a cheap ending.
Where the actual apocalypse happens.
But, well, I wasn't actually gonna give any details of the movie,
definitely,
but it was completely self-funded. Great role for John Goodman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
amazing.
Pretty much
started,
you know,
John
I was
going to
say with
taking
the,
on
with
these
the, like,
weird roles that he was took for a while there.
Well, back to Tusk real quick. I will say the creepiest thing in the whole trailer, though, was Justin Long's mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I got to watch it.
Yeah.
He has a mustache? Oh, I got to watch
it. A terrible, terrible mustache.
I got to watch it now.
We'll count that as Larry's pick. Christian, did you ever have a pick?
Yes.
We kind of.
You
got to
talk TV more.
We got all caught
TV's
up in
your bag.
TV's
man.
My bag.
There was
we
a Guardians of the Galaxy animated series.
I saw that. Right. We talked about most of the stuff I wanted to talk about, mainly Godzilla. Adam, I hate you.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Mockingbird coming to Shield.
That is coming to Shield.
Yeah.
I don't know if they talked about it too much, but I wanted to hit just on how extremely excited I still am for the Daredevil series.
No, see, that was one of the things I was going to talk about in the final thought. Well, but no, there wasn't really a lot for
there wasn't
Marvel
a lot for
TV.
It on that.
Well,
but that's
Marvel in general.
Netflix.
It wasn't a lot of stuff. Like the Avengers panel was awesome. Obviously, the footage was awesome. But it's a lot of stuff we already knew.
Yes,
really? No. Okay. Here's the thing. Marvel doesn't need Comic-Con.
There you go.
They don't. That's
true. That was my.
They
point.
So yeah. needed. You're gonna watch this.
Marvel's big enough where they don't really need it. DC is arguably also big enough where they don't really need it. But for their movies in particular,
they
needed to drum
they,
up
for the hype machine.
Marvel
doesn't need
it
a hype machine.
For the actual comics.
People are gonna go. See Avengers, even if they don't say a damn thing about
that's right.
it.
There cannot be any commercials.
Well,
yes.
Right. What I was going to say, what Marvel did announce at a panel was some of the characters and actors for the Ant-Man film.
Okay.
They also announced a lot of people leaving.
Hank Pym's not Yellow Jacket, so you don't have to worry about
Darren Cross apparently is supposed to be
the villain Yellow Jacket.
Which John Byrne created in the original Scott Lang introduction.
He's Scott Lang's partner in crime.
Yes, partner in crime to steal an Ant-Man written by John Byrne, which is one of my favorite issues.
He's the asshole thief. Yeah. Scott Lang's noble thief.
Yeah.
Evangeline Lilly as Hope Van Dyne.
But people, you got to remember who that person is. That's the hot chick.
Evangeline
Lilly?
Yes,
from the second Hobbit movie.
And Lost.
Well, big claim to fame is Lost.
I didn't watch Lost.
Or if you really want to go back, she was the hot chick that was demoing stuff on that one show on G4.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's so long ago.
How do you remember that?
Wow.
But Evangeline Lilly, know she's genuinely beautiful because of the Lost makeup. Really wasn't any makeup at all.
Yeah.
You know, they did make them up, but...
Well, they like dirtied her up through. For most
her
of those
Her freckles
movies,
come
yeah.
through, and I think that's hot. But anyway, first
of all, she was good and kick ass.
All right, let me... There was a couple tidbits. Officially, they... the director of X-Men Days of Future Past said, yes, it is a reboot. Ignore every other movie
Brian's.
Did X1 and X2
you couldn't
still
wait for
happen?
That news
or?
No.
Okay.
Nothing X1, is X2, now X3, ever happened.
First Class.
First Class is the only thing that's happened.
First Class Days of Future Past. That 60s universe is the only thing that ever happened.
X3 being gone, I am on board with. X1 and X2 were good, but I get...
It's like Wolverine.
Maybe ultimate
universe.
Maybe stuff like still happened, but happened differently, sure.
But if all the X-Men movies are gone, so even the Wolverine...
Yes, everyone.
And the Wolverine.
The only two...
wasn't that bad.
Wolverine was fine, sure.
Yeah.
Wolverine
First Class, Days of Future Past, all. Period.
Wow. Boom. When did this come out? That's okay.
It was just something. It was.
Oh, but
in an interview, he was doing. And also Magic News. They did again the big San Diego Comic Con Planeswalker set, and they actually tied it in with comics by having Jay Lee do the art for them.
And they spoiled, like,
speaking of
Commander
movies,
set. It's going to be monocolors this year.
Yes.
And that at least the first set of the Khans of Tekir is going to be Wedge.
Have you seen all 50?
I haven't seen all 50.
Okay. Wedge are really good.
Well, Jules and I are having a side conversation over here. Apparently, Jim Lee was awesome at Comic-Con this year.
Turned 50.
It's his 50th birthday. Yeah. He created 50 individual pieces of artwork and stealthily gave them away to attendees.
He would go up behind them and put it in their pocket. Banksy selling his artwork.
Yeah,
New York.
That's awesome, though.
That is really cool.
Would you keep it or would you sell it?
Because I would keep that.
I would like.
It's got to be worth so much.
Light candles around it.
I don't know. I would be
10 years from now.
I definitely see myself. I could see myself doing either.
Depends on what picture you get.
I don't care
if it's
just
watercolor.
If it's a picture of Batman or Superman, I would be pretty hard pressed to get rid of that. But
here's what I'm going to say: I don't care for what Jim Lee does most of the days now. But I am still so attached to his X-Men run as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever sell.
The new X-Men series or the Uncanny X-Men?
Well, the one that he...
The X-Men series.
X-Men.
It was just X-Men.
His Cyclops was fucking huge.
Yes. That's when we got Cyclops' hair.
Yeah.
He gave us... And the ridiculous
straps. All the straps from the 90s.
Yeah. That's pouches with nothing in them.
Yeah, that's one thing you gotta love about Comic-Con. It's just, like, the random stuff you couldn't have seen coming. Like, you go there for, like, these panels zombie obstacle course, for paintball, for nerd prom. But then, like, Jim Lee comes out of nowhere and gives you, like, amazing artwork.
Yeah, free stuff.
Like, you... bump into Elijah Wood disguised,
or Spider-Man,
you run into Hugh Jackman dressed as Wolverine. Yeah, like, is that Hugh Jackman? Nah, it's just a good disguise.
He's too tall. Daniel Radcliffe was running around dressed as Spider-Man. A lot of stuff like that.
Oh, the girl played Arya Stark was running around.
Yes.
Remember, wasn't it last Comic-Con when they had Bryan Cranston with the realistic Heisenberg?
Yeah, Bryan Cranston was there as Walter White.
That's so awesome. But that's the only thing you... Something you can only do at Comic Con.
Yeah.
Then, you, of course, you had what's his name dressed as Loki.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I think it was funny. Tom Hiddleston
is like the best person in real life, apparently. So is Bryan Cranston, apparently, too.
Yeah, apparently they're like
great guys.
Well, I mean, the fact that Cranston actually did the alternate ending, which is going to be on a DVD,
of waking
up as the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had the straightest dream.
I was so mean.
The most exciting thing, TV wise, they did a trailer for The Simpsons Guy.
Yeah, Simpsons
Special
Family Guy crossover. They showed like about 4-ish minutes of it.
Other Simpsons news, FXX is going to have a month-long marathon playing every single Simpsons episode. Culminating with, I guess it's going to Netflix or streaming.
Is 1 month enough to show every Simpsons episode?
24/7?
Yeah,
maybe.
It's just the math the other day, guys. It will take 11 days if you don't stop.
To watch everyone?
With no commercials.
Oh, so see, they'll add commercials.
For no commercials, it would take 11 straight days without stopping.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's a month-long marathon.
Long.
There is 552 30-minute episodes of The Simpsons.
Wow.
That should be more.
Ridiculous.
It seems like there should be more than that.
Well, what, it's like, what, 20 episodes a season, maybe?
Yeah, and there's 25 seasons.
Well, yeah, okay.
So far.
One thing's mentioned, of course, they did a trailer for The Walking Dead. Now,
it was a great trailer.
Now, there's some things I don't need a trailer for The Walking Dead.
No, me neither.
Just tell me when to tune in at this point. I'm gonna watch
it. We're getting into
Marvel movies. Tell me when they're coming.
If we're getting into negatives here, Marvel kind of had a near miss, I think, with this Comic Con, because apparently they're really close to signing Joaquin Phoenix to be Doctor Strange, and they would have probably loved to announce that at the panel,
but they
didn't have it official yet, so they couldn't.
I have a problem with Marvel's strategy of releasing dates for movies 4 years in the future.
Yeah. And
it really
talks.
Backs them into
almost certain at this point. Yeah. Like, they're pretty far along in the process.
I can kind of see that.
I can see it.
I don't like
I would have loved if it was Benedict Cumberbatch, but his scheduling would not allow it.
No. They tried, actually.
Talking about Marvel movies, went after him. With them announcing movies that will come
Guardians
out.
Guardians 2 has just been announced.
Well, they're announcing movies way into the future. Like, they say, we have a movie coming out on this date 4 years from now.
Well, that's their whole strength, is that it's all planned out.
I think it backs them into a corner in a way.
It does, but you gotta remember.
It's a lot of pressure.
But
they have the plan like they've had this whole time,
they have been
delivering. Sure, it's great. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, think about that.
Keep yourselves on task.
On all the actors, they automatically get them for multiple movies.
Oh, yeah.
They guarantee
Phase 2.
That's why they
that's
can announce
any movie
that
now.
Which we've been in the middle of right now is Phase 2. All these were announced. All these dates were announced without movies originally. Some of the dates have since been moved.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But we didn't know it was going to be all of Phase 2.
Well,
we just knew
of the
Avengers 2.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It seems like
they can move these things around. That's fine. The rough time frame is still probably going to stay intact.
Well, they could have easily said we're putting out two movies a year, a new one and a sequel every year, and that would have been enough.
I got two questions about Marvel movies.
But no, they made that at the same time they made the announcement that they're having all these
dates. I feel like you're complaining about something that's not really
what else can I complain about? It was a great con.
I got two questions about Marvel movies. One question is, are we going to get a Black Panther movie?
Probably.
And second is, when are we getting another Hulk movie? Because it's been a while.
We won't get another Hulk movie until after Phase 3.
Yes, but no. That
Black Panther is more likely at this point, I would say, than a Hulk sequel.
Mark Ruffalo is hinted at the works of doing a new one with him.
A World War
headlining.
No, they're not going to be a World War Hulk.
You know, this is what I could see happening.
But they might do Planet Hulk.
This is what I could see
happening. Planet Hulk is way more likely.
What I could see happening is that at some point in the future, they shoot the Hulk up into space.
Yeah.
And then he meets up
with
the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
And so he could be like a side character doing his whole Planet Hulk.
Hulk doesn't have the massive body count that would justify shooting him into space at this point.
Exactly.
Though.
At this point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know what happens in the Age of Ultron.
Because there's
a Hulkbuster rendering.
Iron Man has to fight.
Yeah, that was part of the clip they showed.
Yeah.
Maybe Ultron drives him crazy. He goes.
Or maybe
the
Scarlet Witch does something else.
That's a good point, too. That'd be.
Maybe Ultron will do it.
It's all,
we have no idea.
Maybe he jumps on a nuke.
Yeah.
Who knows? Oh, yeah, and it's an accidental thing. Yeah, who knows?
He's just so weird.
We're getting Vision
dude.
In the Avengers.
Hulk's hard to do.
Concept Hulk is very hard Vision. To do.
Oh, yeah. We've known that for a while, but it's actually confirmed.
Yes.
Here he is. Here's a picture of him. Yes.
We know for certain Doc Strange, obviously. they want to do. I hear Kevin Feige has like a wish list, and Black Panther is on it.
Yeah.
And presumably they'll do it eventually.
Is the Vision?
Yeah.
What?
The guy who was doing the voice of Jarvis.
You think he'll get his own movie, Black Panther?
T'Challa, I think if
or will they put him in the Avengers first?
Stupid. No, if he's in a movie, it will be his own movie.
Yeah, and then he'll end up in the third Avengers stuff.
He hasn't said, I want to put Black Panther in the universe. He says, I want to do a Black Panther movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not sure.
Black Panther is too much history and story to not have his own.
Yeah,
there's a lot to it.
And there's a lot of connections.
What I can see happening for that, if they do it, is it'll be like the first Captain America with the montages.
Like
they'll
go back and
they'll make another one.
I'd love to see Black Widow get her own movie.
Oh, that's I don't understand how they haven't announced
that
yet.
They also hinted at that there are four prominent female roles in Avengers 2, and we know who three of them are.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth one?
Is Maria Hill getting counted in that?
Maria Hill, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maria Hill.
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, so Maria Hill, Scarlet Witch, Black Widow.
Yeah, so the fourth one.
The Guardians of the Galaxy previews that were sent out to reviewers did not include. They specifically edited out the teaser trailers at the end.
Those
the teaser. I've seen.
Oh, we all saw the teaser today.
Yeah, we watched it this morning.
Don't tell me about it. I'm watching it. I'm going
to
watch it tomorrow night.
I won't. Yes.
Brilliant. When we get outside, you tell me about it.
Okay.
I
hate when I go to watch a Marvel movie and these fools are leaving as soon as the movie's over.
The last one we went to, Mike.
How many times have they done this already?
You've only been that pissed like one other time when you talked about Optimus Prime.
Last one we went to, my 8-year-old is turning around saying, oh, y'all shouldn't leave yet.
They've done like 8-year-old of these movies. Man. How many times do they have to do it before you realize, hey, sit and fucking wait 5 minutes.
Most of the people already watch it before they go see the movie I've been reading. A lot of people watch it on YouTube or whatever. And then
I don't think these 50-year-old women are the ones sitting around the table.
I don't think the 50-year-old women, and I will sit through
the trailers.
What viewing of comic book movies is full of 50-year-old women?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Like sometimes I go see a movie like, you know, like with my like my brother comes to town. Like, hey, we haven't seen this movie together.
Did you
let's go
take
watch
your
it.
Grandmother to go see Avengers?
No.
In all fairness, guys, when I saw Days of Future Past, I was probably the youngest person in the crowd. I went to the Green Hills Theater.
No, there you go.
Holy cow!
When you go to watch the Met, like
I was not
down
prepared.
5 weeks after it came out, once yes, you're gonna get the old people.
Guys, I went the week it came out. Actually, I went the day after it came out.
Oh, wow, that's surprising.
And I went at 7:30.
We talked about that.
Yes, and I was like,
how dead it was. How did this movie make $100 million or whatever?
What movie was this?
Well, a lot of movies are actually
big midnight releases aren't nearly as packed as they used to be.
I agree.
One thing, it's not just one theater. It's like they do five theaters and like three times
slots. It's
midnight,
it's seven.
Well,
yeah.
Now they did it like 10:30. Seven. Yeah.
No, usually, midnight releases.
No, he's right.
Great Hill.
I've gone to see them all at 7.
They haven't done
America
movie.
I will go
movie.
See the new movies at Thursday at 7
when we
or 8.
Did,
they haven't done a midnight viewing at Indian Lake since the shooting at the Batman movie. That's been, what, 3 years
That's why, though, because that's a big thing, dude.
Yeah, when we did Avengers Trivia, they had a 7:30 show.
Yes.
But it is all spaced out. You're not going to have packed houses.
No, exactly.
Well, here's the thing. Y'all forget something. A lot of the people, the older people watching these movies, they're the ones that kept comics coming. They used to read them. A lot of
what the hell's old though anymore?
If you got two kids and one of them's 8, you're old.
Like the culture, like the culture nowadays is like,
don't stab me.
No, you're right.
People like apparently like back in like the mid-90s, they're like, you're too old to play video games. You don't say that anymore. People don't stop playing video games. People don't stop reading comics. People don't.
Yeah,
like they try to get back to it by watching the movie.
I just hate it when somebody tells you
there's less pressure to quote unquote outgrow. Things that you loved when you were young.
Right. Play, like solitaire on the
Angry
computer.
Birds or something, dude. If I see another person playing Angry Birds, they're getting spin kicked right in the face.
Oh, come on, they gotta come
why up. Should I be pressured to stop reading?
So now, do we want to talk about the things we expected?
I'd be
biggest disappointment.
Yes.
Or something you wanted.
That is a video we need to do.
I really
he has just threatened to spin kick someone playing Angry Birds. I would like to see you try. That is an impressive.
You should have been
maneuver.
There a couple weeks ago when we were doing most overrated video game franchises. Oh, yeah. Angry Birds got a mention.
Yeah,
it
did.
Oh man,
well, it's just like, it's fine. It's fun, but it's not so fun that like it needs a TV show, stuffed animals, a comic book,
a Star Wars,
tie-in. Yeah. After the stuff we sell at Academy.
Yeah, let's
Angry
talk
Birds.
About
well,
why
if people quit buying all that. Crap,
yeah, fair enough.
We'll
yeah.
It's easy to
I'm
buy.
Not
it's
doing
99 cents on a button push, man. It's
no, I mean I'm talking about the
merchandise.
Books.
Oh, okay,
T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm, sure, I'm not okay. doing it, but
yeah, you know, there are people who are. Liked the idea of the stuffed Angry Bird
could play,
to throw
well,
at people.
I'll tell you, yeah, I'll tell you what.
I gotta admit, it would be nice to have just like an Angry Bird here to throw at Gomer.
That's why
sometimes.
We don't keep anything within range. Remember, we had Thor's hammer for a while.
Yeah,
we had to get rid of that. Yeah,
beat Gomer to death
I kept
with that thing.
Mjolnir shots in my face.
Meow
meow meow meow. Yeah, let's talk about what we were expecting and didn't get. As cool as Marvel was on the comic side, and
well,
you know,
I already said Doctor Strange announcement,
and the movie side, they have probably what I think is best TV shows planned for Netflix. The best stuff that Netflix has ever said they
and
were going to put on
be
there,
mine.
And they didn't have anything. They
again,
didn't. Yeah, again, yeah. Again.
We'll call it
Star
even.
Wars.
One
we'll
in one.
Even.
One in one.
So
one
yeah,
in one.
There was no Daredevil trailer. I wanted to at least see something.
You know what? I didn't
maybe
want
a
that.
Set photo or
something.
Yeah. I didn't
something.
Want that. I wanted who's Luke Cage?
Yeah.
Who's Jessica Jones?
Exactly.
And who's Iron Fist?
We didn't get anything
didn't get
from
any
their
that.
From their TV. We didn't get anything from their TV, no. Man. And I really, especially with DC's TV.
Other than stuff. Shield.
But that's already existing.
Yeah.
And Agent Carter, they put a little bit into
yeah.
there, but it really wasn't anything we really didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Getting an old Jarvis, like a living, breathing human being playing Jarvis, was the only news I took from Agent Carter that was actually worthwhile.
And
it's cool, but
meh. Once again, they don't need to tell you anything.
Yeah, so
those Netflix shows?
Well, we know who the Daredevil
would
cast
want them
is,
to.
But I
want to
see what it looks like.
Who they are.
You
know
yeah.
yeah.
If it's supposed to be coming out in, what, September?
It's soon.
Let me ask you a question. Who owns Netflix?
Netflix is owned by itself. It's a publicly traded company.
Exactly.
Well, no, but they're still going to make money off. Oh,
no,
they got Disney or Marvel
no.
shit.
What
people want to subscribe.
At, no, what I'm trying to get at is it may be they're not going to announce a whole lot of this stuff. Disney take them over.
No, that's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
But
Disney
in all
has
fairness,
already said they have no...
Disney's already getting money from these shows
and
anyway. What are they
Disney
care?
Has already said they are in no
and
way
here's what I'm
going to
say
to
you. If they,
Disney
if
can buy all these things, but they're pretty
service,
wise about
they
what they do and don't
money
go after.
From other,
exactly.
They're going to piss
Disney
off
Disney makes
the other
content
companies.
They don't... You know,
they don't
right. stream the content.
Yes,
man.
And here's what I will say,
they don't even distribute their own movies, do they?
No.
They have a distributor, right?
Buena Vista. Have a distributor.
Buena Vista.
Yeah. I didn't know if they were going to...
I mean, people have rumored that, but
that
I don't think
this.
I think it would be a bad move for them to do that.
But at the same time, I will give that no Netflix show gets any hype before it hits. I mean, or trailers.
This is
there's
different.
No Orange is the New Black.
This is different.
There's no House of Cards.
There were comic shows, and it was Comic Con.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that hurts real bad.
I don't know. I was really hoping to see something.
All right. Well, let's bounce into something.
Here's the thing. Netflix's strategy is just to throw
it
out there and then it just to blow up. Because people, everybody creates the buzz of everybody talking about, oh, this was just stumbled across it.
Netflix
oh
creates
my God.
Its own buzz.
It
that's
does.
A good point.
Really
that's
good
a good point.
That is a good point.
Like,
stuff out there. And
there was nothing
sticks.
About Arrested Development until it hit.
But this, well,
you
no.
just knew, well, you
no,
knew it was coming.
They had the stair car running around California for
yeah, but
weeks
they didn't, yeah,
before
yeah,
it came on.
Was there a trailer?
On did Netflix, I, there was.
No, there wasn't a trailer
on Netflix.
There was
a
trailer
on Netflix.
Yeah, and the social media stuff for
on Netflix. That's not what we're talking about.
Did anybody hear anything about the Chew show coming out?
No.
I'm interested to see where that thing lands.
There was no
they're going ahead with
or
that.
Or Powers, for that matter.
There was no mention of Powers, and I looked up for Chew because I haven't seen anything. Powers was a little different because it tied into E3 because of the PSN. So we got some news from there. But yeah, I looked for Chew news, and there was none. Except John Layman going over to
Oh yeah, he's taking over Cyclops' solo book.
And now it wasn't exactly Comic-Con.
Damn you, John Layman.
But y'all did hear about Microsoft with their announced studio, then suddenly, for whatever reason, have fired a couple hundred people and shut doors on their studio.
Yeah.
Now, all the properties they had started on were
it's
going
they
to
need
continue.
Too much. Yes.
But they're not going to go future or whatever. Mm-hmm.
They're going to outsource like they were talking about outsourcing the Xbox itself. No. So I'm not sure what's going on at Microsoft, man. It is definitely not the 90s.
It's a shakeup.
You know? Over at Microsoft.
Wasn't it something like they had bought the company? It was a company they bought and they were just getting rid of redundancy?
Mm-hmm. No. That's an excuse. They had hired most of these people within a year to start. What it sounds to me, corporate wise, is you were the head of this, the new media department. We're firing you and everything you touched.
There was a mistake or some bad.
Right, they set it up. They were hiring all these people. They officially fired a lot of people, and then the individual production teams have hired some of them on, but about half of them have just gone jobless. So they've definitely stalled their in-house production.
Of what now? Video games? Now, movies?
Video, TV. With the Xbox Live. They will let Bungie still go on with the Halo series.
A money printing machine.
They're definitely... whoever's doing the TV show. I'm sorry. But they're letting those properties go on, but they're not going to do any in-house. Yeah, none.
And I don't know that an operating system builder should be doing multimedia.
Well, maybe now we can bounce away from Microsoft's corporate shenanigans.
So, Adam, anything you wanted to see
at Comic-Con?
I didn't get a whole lot.
Yeah, I know.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
The one thing that kind of annoyed me about this Comic-Con is Marvel giving away all of its news the week before Comic-Con.
That is true. Yeah. I mean, we got the Thor being a woman, Cap being Falcon.
Like, how great would it have been to see at a panel them tell you, hey, Captain America's black, Thor's a woman, and Iron Man's still a douche.
Iron Man looks like a douche. And I don't know, because looking at the reaction overall of the community to those, maybe it wouldn't have been the best thing to say at Comic-Con.
Oh, I would have loved to see some angry fanboys.
Oh, that's what it would have been.
And maybe that's why they put it on The View.
On The View.
And Stephen Colbert to soften the blow.
Well, yeah, I guess you don't want...
Because Guinan and Colbert telling you this...
We love the news, but we're sensible human beings.
Yes.
Guinan.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Guinan was the one that told me the
Comic-Con is your venue where you want to drive people apeshit excited.
For good news. You don't want to put anything out there that...
Excited. Risky. You don't want to do your controversial things at Comic-Con.
Enough people got run over at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah,
somebody
else picks up the hammer.
That was some bad stuff.
Why
is he unworthy now?
We don't know yet. He's going to do something that makes him unworthy.
During Original Sin, he'll do something unworthy.
Kill somebody important?
Yeah, probably. That's what he does in all the events, is kill somebody important.
He'll kill Nick Fury.
Old Nick Fury.
Maybe.
Only for it to be an LMD.
Another one! No!
I already said my Doctor Strange. We already did mine. Jules?
What was yours?
Doctor Strange.
They should.
I feel like they're so close to having the big
another one?
Casting.
Do you have another one?
Mine one's good. Let's just move on to Jules.
Okay.
Got to press for time.
I just hate Joaquin Phoenix. I don't hate him. I just don't like the idea of him and Doctor Strange. Just because there are
he's a good actor,
but
a good movie.
But like you said, there are a lot of other people who I would love to see.
Comparing
in that role.
Anyone to Benedict Cumberbatch is not fair.
It's not fair.
I would have loved that more than anything.
In all fairness, I said the same thing about Chris Evans as Captain America. I was like, really? The lame Human Torch is going to be Cap
now? I've been wrong about
I wrong about that one.
Yeah, I've been wrong about a lot
of casting. Mr. Banana Split.
Yeah, I got wrong about Heath Ledger, and I've never let that one go.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I trash talked Heath Ledger.
I said RDJ probably wouldn't be good Iron Man, and I'm like,
God, what an
boy!
How
get that
wrong,
one wrong
can you be, Gomer?
Stupid.
He is Iron Man. If Iron Man didn't have a suit, that would be Robert Downey.
Where's Mjolnir? Gomer needs some smacking.
Yeah. So I guess my biggest disappointment, I would kind of agree with that. Marvel made those big announcements
the
week before.
Oh, okay.
There was no TV announcements, and last time at Comic Con, we had the Phase 2. Titles announced.
They
gave us all just the titles.
We didn't even get new title announced.
We didn't have other than Guardians 2. The only thing in Phase 3.
And who cares?
It's not even titled.
And who cares? It's 4 years at least.
And Cap 3. And that was already announced.
That too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
I would have liked some fast track it maybe 2 or 3 years from
now. Yeah, and they did that with last time where they gave you the rest of phase 2 because we already knew Iron Man 3.
You're right. They focused on Age of Ultron a little bit. As much Ant-Man as they had, they threw at people. All they had was the special effects mock-up video that they showed.
And
but
well,
there's no announcement. You're right. No T'Challa. No
Black Panther.
No Black Panther.
Just the titles I would have liked.
Yeah. I totally agree with you.
You know, I would like maybe the name of Cap 3.
Yeah.
Or Guardians 2.
The subtitle of it.
The subtitle, last time we got the sequel of
Thor. Christian's out. Do you want anything to say before you go?
We'll miss you, man.
I'll miss you guys, too. It was nice being here again.
It was. It was nice to have you again.
Felt like old times.
It was. Yeah. Felt like the early days of the Geeks of the Square table.
Yeah. When the table was very
square.
Put your
schedule for when we do, like, our 52 episodes.
Yeah, you definitely have to.
Just let me know. I'll try to get off that.
Well, what's this, 47? So
46.
5 weeks from now.
5 weeks from now.
Do math, people.
We screwed up last week.
But yeah, man, I would have liked to have seen more Marvel movie.
Yeah, and that's all I asked is, last Comic-Con, we got just the names of the movies. And we didn't get any of that.
Realistically,
it's like we've been saying this whole time, though.
They're big announcements for when DC finally does get some act together and come
wait to steal their thunder.
That's actually not a big bad idea. Marvel knows Age of Ultron is going
to
steal the
show. Yeah, what were we talking about this whole time? They don't really need to drum up.
Regardless of what they showed about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
So now next year,
Dawn of Justice does any good, you're going to see so many Marvel announcements next year.
You're right.
People are going to go, DC who?
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to say.
That's a good
and isn't
point.
Dawn
point.
Of Justice still the same day as Cap 3?
Yes.
And I'm going to see both.
Yeah, but you know what I'm going
to see? If I had to see one, Cap I'm going
three.
To see
Cap. If I have to pick one, I'm going to see Cap 3 in all seriousness.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a thing called like,
oh, but it's Batman and Superman. They're like two of the three most
but it's also a sequel to
Cap was much better.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you're
it's also still a sequel to Man of Steel, which I just did not like.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to see Cap 3.
I'm more excited about this movie after Comic-Con, but
I'm still more excited.
I don't really. I still didn't care for the direction they were taking Man of Steel, and this is that universe.
Yes,
I
want to see this is a continuation.
I want to see
he's going to kill Batman in the movie, guys.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck only signed up for one movie, and he's going to get his neck snap at the end of this one.
Yeah, Superman's going to get pushed over the edge again, just going to kill him.
Snap Batman's neck.
It's going to be like, well done, Batman. We've teamed up to save the world, but fuck you.
What do we think about the odds? Steve's saying that one of those movies will switch dates by the time it's released.
I don't think they'll switch majorly.
I don't think they'll switch at all.
I think they will not go head-to-head.
No, I think they will go head-to-head.
I am hoping they go head-to-head.
It's a game of chicken then at this point.
I think this is the last stand of DC, and they're saying, no, we're coming out swinging, and we're going to have a better movie than Marvel. And they're going to say, no, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is.
If DC moves, it is saying that it is worse than Marvel.
Tantamount to forfeit.
Exactly. But if Marvel moves, it actually gives a bit more credence to the DC movie, in my opinion.
Marvel has every
Yes.
Marvel has every reason to be confident in their movies at this point.
The
so
trend speaks for itself.
They don't need to be scared of going up against
but
DC.
But I'm proud of DC to put their money where their mouth is and stand firm and do it. And I think if they move, they're backing down.
I'll counteract that, trying to say, oh, we can do a better movie than Marvel. I think they will fail.
Here's my whole thing is, this date was changed.
Well, I mean,
this was not the original date of Batman v Superman. They changed it
to go up against. They thought that they had a better movie.
Wonder Woman looked good in the costume. We still don't know if Gal Gadot can pull it off acting.
Exactly.
We still don't know if Jesse Eisenberg's going to be a good Lex Luthor.
Exactly.
We still don't know. Honestly, we still don't know.
How Affleck's going to be.
Yeah. DC fails at this movie.
Oh, it's over. It's over.
Exactly.
They'll just go to television after this.
I don't think so.
They'll have to do Justice League.
I think they'll do movies. Yeah, they'll have to do Justice League because it's announced. But I think they'll just keep doing like Batman.
Yeah.
They'll get a good actor or a good director, a good writer, and say, here, make your movie.
Well, now, here's the thing. They've announced Justice League.
they already have the actors all contracted up.
Yeah.
If this doesn't do good, they come out with a Justice League in an off season, and if it does good, you gotta remember blockbuster.
Well,
the summer blockbuster is not an original thing.
No, not at all.
Usually, this was the dumping ground for bad movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has become a new. They don't have to. They will delay it till another time. Right. You'll see Justice League come out in the middle of Christmas or Halloween.
We're all assuming that
it will still hurt them. It will.
Justice League. Yeah.
Superman. They lose to Avengers.
I don't. Or well, Captain America. Three, I don't think
that would be the worst. Yeah, they're not. They're not losing to Avengers. They'd be losing to a singular.
That's what I'm saying. They will lose though. And it's going to hurt more
because
than
you know
you
what?
Think.
In all fairness, I bet you in Cap, I'm guaranteed more screen time with more heroes.
I think it's going to be
with at least three heroes.
I think it will be the biggest weekend at the movie theater ever. I think we're talking $250 million domestic that weekend.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm serious.
Maybe.
I think, yeah, together.
Right. We've been kind of circling this one around for a while now. Let's move on.
It's going to be huge.
Anything you even wanted to see?
I wanted to see something involving Episode 7.
We haven't even talked about Star Wars.
Except for the comics.
What's Star Wars?
I would at least like to see an official title.
Kurosawa who?
Something. Yeah. Anything.
Hidden Fortress in space, right?
Yeah. He's right, though. We should have seen something. 47. Although, I got to give JJ credit. He is putting out little tidbits on social media every once in a while.
I do actually like the way he's doing it.
I do, too.
Honestly. Like, he did an interview, and there just happened to be, like, an X-Wing or an A-Wing something landing behind him.
And then there was, like, an alien one when he was announcing something, the Force of Change, like an alien walked behind him and looked at him. Yeah. So you know they're doing practical effects.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Smith came out and said he was allowed to walk aboard a full-size Millennium Falcon set.
That's
and
he so probably wouldn't the Millennium Falcon be too. Falling apart at this point?
Are they?
You would think.
It was pretty old in Episode 4, though.
Yeah,
it was
like already supposed to, like Luke walked in, he's like, that's
what
our ship.
Yeah.
And that was probably at least like decades now since then. In this
movie. Space frames are... You can do all kinds of things.
Yeah, man, you know, at the Yuan-Ti shipyards, they know how to build them.
Good for them.
I would have liked to see some Star Wars stuff just because
at least
San Diego Comic-Con and Star Wars, that's where it began. With the hype machine that is what modern-day San Diego Comic-Con is.
At least like a tease of what the
title
will be.
So this is another thing we can hold George Lucas responsible.
Turtlenecks, Jar Jar Binks, and freaking Comic-Con, man.
The lack of comics at Comic-Con. Please blame that all on George Lucas.
Send your angry letters to Lawrence of America.
Yes, you can address them to me. My address is Gomer's House in Hendersonville.
That's actually my address, Gomer's House.
They know right where it is.
Where do I take these? Gomer's House.
Gomer's House.
All right, final thoughts.
My final thought is, out of all of the trailers that were there, the one at San Diego Comic-Con, the one that intrigued me...
We knew what you were talking about.
The one that intrigued me the most, the one that didn't make me excited or my favorite, the one that intrigued me the most,
We're out of syllables. You're done with your 440 characters. Steve!
Spit it out, you bastard.
Max.
Chris Nolan's Interstellar.
Oh, yeah. All right, Adam.
A lot of promise there.
I like monsters, so Godzilla.
Oh,
yes.
Happy. Taylor!
Yes.
I don't know, skip me.
Yeah, he don't know. He hasn't known a lot.
Miguel the 23rd.
I like Ant-Man.
That's
I like
a holiday.
Derek Cross and Yellowjacket being the same person. I'm down.
That is cool.
And the poster for the movie looked awesome.
Yeah. What do you think of Storm number one?
I liked it.
There's my final. I wrote a review for Storm number one. I was like, that was pretty crappy. But like, apparently other people are writing like glowing reviews of it. I just don't see where they're coming from.
Me neither. It doesn't seem like Storm.
Didn't see it. All
right.
Sorry.
Could be Monster.
The Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot about that. That's Adult Swim.
Mike, why are you smiling? Because I'm going to get to punch the Chupacarma.
Dude, it looks so good.
With Mike Tyson.
It looks really cool.
And Norm
cool.
McDonald as the drunk pigeon.
Yep.
Oh, my God. My mom abandoned me. Well, maybe she didn't like you. Mystery solved.
Yeah, dude, that looks awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
I love it.
Great. Throw
it
back
I
to Scooby-Doo.
Awesome.
On Adult Swim.
Man,
that was a good one.
All right.
That was, as far as your impressions go, that one was solid.
That was the best one.
That was a pretty good one.
Larry, Lawrence, my man.
Final thought.
We so missed you last week.
I know,
week,
it was just not the same.
It wasn't.
There was just a lot of bad Fat Albert impressions.
Fat Albert impression.
Not you, no, him. Gomer. Gomer.
Trying to do an impression.
He tried to
you.
Do an impression of you, and all we got was Fat Albert.
It's like, Gomer can be doing an impression of anyone.
Podcast, it would have been the introduction to yeah. Coast to Coast AM from Art Bell Day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gomer, it's let's like, hear your Sean Connery.
That's all it was last week.
Yeah, it's like Larry, oh. Fat Albert, Bill Cosby. It's like all the same guy. I don't have anything else.
Hey! Dance of America!
Yeah, you should listen to the last episode.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's just rough.
Why do we endure your presence?
I have no idea.
All right, well, I really appreciate you it, all for continuing to listen. And come out and see us at Comic City 2. Read us at OutrightGeekery.com. All right.
I'm amazed that people listen to this crap.
And
but they do.
And, and as always, I'm Lawrence of America, signing off at Comic City 2. And
good night, Elaine. Yes. Oh, you embrace it. That's right. I embrace it now.